Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our April 7th meeting of the Tonawanda-Town Board. At this time, I will call the meeting to order. And before we hear to give the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance, I would ask everybody present who is wearing a hat to please remove your hat. Thank you. I will now call upon Councilman Zurich to please get... Roll call. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Supervisor Emminger.
Here.
Councilmember Santa Maria.
Here.
Councilmember Zurich.
Here.
Councilmember O'Malley.
Here.
Councilmember Hennessy.
Here.
And now I ask you all to please rise as Councilman Zurich gives the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of our country.
Heavenly Father, this Easter season, we ask when we begin this evening that you come to us giving your guidance, wisdom, and support. Help us engage in meaningful discussion. Help us work together to encourage each other to excellence. And as always, guide us in the spirit of the community and by the justice of the law. And let us serve with humanity. And Father, keep our police safe and lead strength and courage for our first responders. As we leave this meeting tonight, we want a renewed sense of purpose and unity. We ask these things in your name.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approve the minutes as amended of the town board meeting held March 24th, 2025.
There are no errors or omissions, so these minutes having been discovered, I declare them approved as typed and presented.
We have one hearing tonight. This is the time and place to hold a hearing pursuant to section 185-10 of the Town Code to consider the minor subdivision of 185 DuPont Avenue into two lots. There are no written communications received by my office.
Thank you. I'll now ask Randy Pekarski from our engineering department to please step forward and give us a summary of what's before the board tonight on this hearing.
Good evening, Mr. Supervisor, Town Board. This two-lot minor subdivision is occurring at 185 DuPont Avenue. The proposal calls for a division of the 0.27 acre lot, which is 185 DuPont, into a 0.34 acre lot that's going to front on DuPont, and a 0.14 acre lot that's going to front on Dunlop. So we're going to have two separate lots, each with frontage on a town street. I believe I was told that Sean Coffman was here to answer any questions if needed, but if you have any questions for me, please go ahead.
Thank you. Mr. Coffman?
Yes.
Sean, do you have anything you want to add?
No.
Okay, pretty straightforward.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to express his or her opinion on this matter? Please raise your hand to be recognized and step up to the podium. Seeing no hands, I will entertain a motion to close the hearing.
Motion to close.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilwoman O'Malley and a second by Councilman Hennessy. On the question, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Resolution 256, motion to approve the minor subdivision application for 185 DuPont Avenue.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilwoman O'Malley and a second by Councilman Hennessy. On the question, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you. We're now going to get into our public portion of the meeting on agenda items. But again, before we do that, I would ask that everybody in the room, please remove your hats for the remainder of the meeting. Please remove your hats. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the public portion of the meeting where public is invited to come up and address any item that is on the agenda item only. Agenda items only. In accordance with our meeting rules that were adopted on January 2nd of this year, each speaker is limited to 5 minutes. So this is on agenda items only. There will be an opportunity at the end of our resolutions, the public portion of the meeting, where we have an open microphone, where the microphone will be opened up to bring up any topic to the town board. But this is on agenda items only. Is there anyone present wishing to bring something to the board's attention on an agenda item? Please raise your hand to be recognized. Seeing no hands, we will move on with our resolutions. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Yeah, can you just step up here, sir? State your name and address for the record, write it down, and turn on the microphone.
No pen. Your resolution 2025-257?
257. St. Amelia bonfire?
Yeah, the bonfire. How big is it going to be? I mean, you're all about having the police enforce the law. How big will that be?
It'll be.
Cannot be any bigger than the 3x3, according to New York State law.
How big?
3x3, 3 feet by 3 feet.
3x3?
Okay. So that's not a bonfire. So if you guys pass it, you just broke the New York State law, right? I mean, that's what you're keeping the cops accountable for. So you would be breaking the law, the whole board, right?
Okay, we will discuss it. They don't meet until April 25th. We meet on April 21st. I will entertain a motion to table the motion.
Okay. I will move to table that motion.
Thank you. Well, we'll let St. Amelia's know. Okay? All right. Now we have a motion by Councilman Zurich and a second by. Councilwoman San Maria. On the question, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Madam Clerk, will you let the same notice know?
Yes.
Thank you.
And the fire department knows?
Yes.
The fire department and the highway department.
Okay. All right. We'll bring it up on the 21st. Thank you.
Resolution 258. Communication received from the 1021 Volunteer Firemen's Association and Associates requesting permission to hold their annual firefighters memorial service on Monday, May 26, 2025, to be held at the Town Aquatic and Fitness Center as set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved.
Second. We have a motion by Councilwoman Santamaria and a second by Councilwoman O'Malley. On the question, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Resolution 259, motion to approve payments by USA Insurance and Benefits for claim expenses in the amount of $107,782.10 and claims in the amount of $231,499.31 as set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilman Zurich and a second by Councilwoman O'Malley. On the question, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Resolution 260, motion to approve and authorize the supervisor to execute a memorandum of agreement with the Hourly Employees Association of the Town of Tonawanda relative to the establishment of Sick Leave Donation Bank as set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved. Second.
We have a motion by Councilwoman Santa Maria and a second by Councilwoman O'Malley. On the question, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Resolution 261, motion to approve hires, rehires, changes of status, and department transfer as submitted by the Personnel Department and is set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved. Second.
We have a motion by Councilman Santa Maria and a second by Councilwoman O'Malley. On the question, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We have one individual present tonight, Dean Michelli. Dean, are you here tonight? Maybe not. No? No? Okay, I guess he's not here. Key component in our Youth Parks and Recreation Department, and we want to recognize his promotion tonight. So we'll please express our congratulations to him, Mr. Campanella, and we'll move on from there. Thank you. Continue on.
Resolution 262, motion to approve the appointment of David Burke to the Commission of the Conservation of the Environment for the remainder of a two-year term set to expire December 31st, 2026, as set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilman Zurich and a second by Councilwoman O'Malley. On the question, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Resolution 263, motion to approve and authorize the attendance request for the Youth Parks and Rec Department as set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved.
Second. We have a motion by Councilwoman Santa Maria and a second by Councilman Zurich. On the question, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Resolution 264, motion to approve and authorize the attendance request for Youth Parks and Rec Department for various field trips for attendees of the Jefferson Youth Center 2025 summer programming as set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved.
Second. We have a motion by Councilwoman Santa Maria and a second by Councilman Zurich. On the question, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Resolution 265, motion to approve amendments to Resolution 2025-20, attendance requests, and 2025-63, organizational rental rates and fees and programming, as set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilman Zurich and a second by Councilwoman Sam O'Malley. On the question, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Resolution 266, motion to install no parking without permit sign at Aqua Lane Boat Launch relative to the adoption of Local Law 3-2025 as set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved.
Second. We have a motion by Councilwoman Santa Maria and a second by Councilman Zurich. On the question, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Resolution 267, motion to approve Taut Sports for installation of scoreboard at the park at a total cost of $26,025 and authorize the supervisor to execute any and all documents connected therewith as set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved.
Second. We have a motion by Councilwoman Santa Maria and a second by Councilman Zurich. On the question, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Resolution 268, motion to designate Town Engineer Matt Sutton as the authorized representative for the Town of Tonawanda in connection with Job 3171, Engineering Planning Grant for the New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation as set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved.
Second. We have a motion by Councilwoman O'Malley and a second by Councilman Zurich. On the question, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Resolution 269, motion to authorize Jay O'Connell to apply for grants for the New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation for wastewater infrastructure and approve the required local match of $20,000 in connection with Job 3171, engineering planning grant as set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved. Second. With a motion by Councilman Hennessy and a second by Councilman Dirk. On the question. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Resolution 270, communication from Matt Sutton requesting the town board approve and accept the public improvement permit for the waterline improvements, which is essential for the development of 700 Colton Woods Parkway, as set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved. Second. We have a motion by Councilman Hennessy and a second by Councilman Zurich. On the question. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Resolution 271, motion to approve and authorize the sale of town-owned vacant land commonly known to be as 35, 60, and 80 Pearson Parkway, located in the North Yonge Commerce Center, to Thermbond Real Estate Holdings Incorporation, subject to this referendum, and further authorize the supervisor to execute any and all documents necessary to bring this matter to a conclusion as set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved.
Second. We have a motion by Councilwoman O'Malley and a second by Councilman Zurich. On the question. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Resolution 272. Communication received from Chief Stoffinger requesting that the town board approve and authorize the supervisor to execute an agreement with University Emergency Medical Services, doing business as UVMD Emergency Medicine, as medical director of the 1010 Oneida Paramedic Unit, effective April 1st, 2025, non-pro-tunk, as set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved.
Second. We have a motion by Councilwoman San Maria and a second by Councilman Zurich. On the question. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Resolution 273. Motion to approve and authorize the supervisor and town board as commissioners to extend the agreement with Power and Construction Group to provide professional services in connection with job 3033.2, streetlight maintenance and emergency response, is set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved.
Second. We have a motion by Councilwoman San Maria and a second by Councilman Zurich. On the question. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you. Before we go any further, third time's a charm. For all those present with their hats on, please remove them. You know who we are? You know who we are? Please remove your hats. Please remove your hats.
What about the pig over here?
Your hats, sir?
The COVID mask.
Howard?
I'll do it.
Remove your hats, sir.
This is the COVID mask.
What a coward.
This is my COVID hat.
Joe, he removes his hat or we're putting ours back on. Tell him to remove it.
It's a COVID mask.
Nice try, buddy.
You would have to go.
What's that?
He's not going to remove his head.
Can you recognize his head? Just stay. This is our time, attorney. What's the...
One of the rules here is that you remove your hat. So if you don't want to remove your hat, you're welcome to keep it on in the hallway. And that would go for anybody. So if you don't want to remove your hat, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Leave it, little boy. Get out.
And there shouldn't be any talking out of ceremony there. We're going to try to get through this meeting. Thank you.
Over here, too, Mike.
Let's
do it over here. Over here.
I think you're going to have to ask him to leave.
I'm going to have to ask him to remove.
Hold on.
Open map.
Come back first.
Resolution 274, motion to approve and authorize the supervisor to execute an amendment to Copier Fax Business Technologies to add a finisher for an additional cost of $71.85 per month for the waste, the water and sewer department as set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved. Second. We have a motion by Councilman Hennessy and a second by Councilman Zurich. Not a question. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Resolution 275, motion to approve and authorize the supervisor to execute a 36-month document destruction services contract with Copier Fax Business Technologies for the town clerk at a cost of $79 per month as set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved. Second. A motion by Councilman Zurich and a second by Councilwoman O'Malley. On the question. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Resolution 276. Motion to approve and authorize the supervisor to execute an agreement for summer wind lawn maintenance to provide lawn maintenance services at an average cost of $14.03 per cut per lot for the 2025 grass growing season is set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved.
Second. We have a motion by Councilwoman O'Malley and a second by Councilman Hennessy. On the question. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Resolution 277. Motion to approve and authorize Ted Lemerzak to purchase stone, cold patch, base course from various providers under Erie County bid on an as-needed basis and is set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved.
Second.
A motion by Councilman Zurich and a second by Councilwoman O'Malley. On the question. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Resolution 278. Motion to approve and authorize the supervisor to execute an agreement between the town and InStream from April 17, 2025 through April 16, 2028 for maintenance services on one ScanPearl 800 microfiche machine for the controller's office at a cost of $1,785 plus sales tax to applicable as set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved. Second.
We have a motion by Councilwoman Santa Maria and a second by Councilwoman O'Malley. On the question. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Resolution 279. Communication received from Ted Ramirezak recommending the bid from Red Rose Landscaping be rejected due to the fact that they did not meet the specifications and that the next lowest bid of Woodlands Landscaping Products be accepted for approximately 2,000 cubic yards of shredded topsoil for the 2025 season for the Youth Parks and Rec, Water Sewer Maintenance, and Highway Department as set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved.
Second.
A motion by Councilman Zurich and a second by Councilwoman O'Malley. On the question. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Resolution 280. Further communication received from Ted Ramirezak recommending the town board award the bid for asphalt, concrete, and tar of various sizes to New Enterprise Stone and Lime Company and Hellison Quarries, New York, as set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved. We have a motion by Councilman Zurich and a second by Councilwoman O'Malley. On the question. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Resolution 281. Communication from Mike Kessler recommending the town board award bid for sodium silco fluoride and authorize the supervisor to execute any and all documents in connection therewith as set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilman Hennessy and a second by Councilman Zurich. On the question. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Resolution 282. Further communication from Mike Kessler and Matt Sutton, town engineer, recommending that the town board call for bids returnable on April 22nd at 3:30 in the council chambers for lawn maintenance for water resources and engineering as set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved. Second. We have a motion by Councilman Hennessy and a second by Councilman Zurich. On the question. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Resolution 283. Communication from Matt Sutton requesting that the town board call for bids returnable April 22nd at 3:30 in the council chambers for job 3151, energy efficiency block grant, ice resurfacer purchase, as set forth in the agenda before you.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilwoman Santa Maria and a second by Councilman Dart. On the question. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Resolution 284. Motion to call for a hearing to be held April 21st at 7 o'clock in the Council Chambers of the Municipal Building to consider a license agreement with Harper's Healthy Vending Company to supply vending machines at certain town facilities as set forth in the agenda before you. So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilwoman Santa Maria and a second by Councilman Zurich. On the question. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you. I don't believe we have any action items on the floor.
No, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Are there any actions that the town board would like the public to know? Councilwoman Santa Maria.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I just have a couple of events I have to speak about. This past Saturday, Chief Stuffiger and our police department celebrated the life of Patrolman Frank H. Bonner at the Town's History Museum. Patrolman Bonner was the only town officer to be killed in the line of duty almost 102 years ago. And he is buried at the History Museum. So every year at this time, our police department joins the Bonner family to remember him and the sacrifices he made for our town. And in that vein, in 2021, the town's police station was renamed the Frank H. Bonner Public Safety Building in his honor. So that he'll be forever remembered for his courage, selflessness, and his commitment to the community. And then on a lighter note, I just wanted to remind the public that we have our Earth Day cleanup this Saturday. 9 o'clock, we're going to meet at the Lincoln Fieldhouse to get our instructions. I believe you need to be registered this event, so you can do that online. And that's this Saturday.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Any information for the public? No? I don't really have any information for the public. I have a supervisor at home, so you do.
Yes, I just want to recognize Detective Muscarell, who was recently recognized by the chief for his heroic actions on Sunday, March 23rd. He was off duty driving on the 290. He saw an accident. He acted quickly. He was able to pull the driver from the vehicle just moments before the vehicle was engulfed in flames. So, Detective Muscarell, we thank you for your actions on that day, and I'm sure the gentleman will be safe.
Thank you, Councilman. Excellent point. My point is a lot less except congratulatory message, and that's to our UVing women's basketball team. Who ended up winning the WNIT basketball tournament for a sellout crowd at the Alumni Arena on Saturday. So we want to wish them, congratulate them, and brighter things ahead for the women. They've got a great program there. They have for a number of years. Hopefully the men can turn around a little bit. So we wish them both much success in the coming years ahead. That concludes the business portion of our meeting, ladies and gentlemen. We are now going to get into our open microphone session. I want to thank you for your attention and your cooperation as we conducted the business of the town. Each speaker, if you want to be heard, five speakers have signed in. I don't know if there are any others. If you haven't signed in, did everybody who wants to speak sign in?
Smile, everybody. Smile. Hey, how's Dad doing? Mine's not going to be real long, but I got a fact that I got.
Oh, sorry. You're okay.
Tired, but I love it. Absolutely. My name's Anthony Bainey. I live at 21 Eisman Avenue. Oh, I know. It said the red thing, but it's not. Can you hear me now? Is that better? No? I can speak to you guys as loud as I can. They know my pitch, so. Yeah? Okay. All right. Sounds good. Yes, sir. All right, so I. Yes, sir.
Address the town board. You don't address the public. So,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what you're getting, but
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for keeping the order. So, I just wanted to come and talk about the New York Health Act. I know I've done this many times. We all know the spiel. I know you mentioned the cost. I'm just going to rebut that and say that. In fact, it is on a progressive income tax, so you know average folks won't be paying the same amount that they're paying with the high premiums for unreasonable insurance companies that have proven time and time again that they cannot be trusted. If you still want to look at the cost, I understand that. Then I have a resolution I've sent before you to have the town support Medicare for All. Back when Brian Higgins was the congressman, he was actually a co-sponsor of Medicare for All. Tim Kennedy has not been a co-sponsor yet, so it'd be great if we could just send him a message that, you know, everyone should have health care in this country. You know, we spend so much money on giving out to companies and they don't create the jobs that they promise that they're supposed to. I have a whole book written by Barry Ritholtz where it goes through just all the bailouts since the 1970s, you know. So, I mean, when I was first getting into politics and voting, it was 2010. We had a debt. The public debt was like $20 trillion. Now it's over $38 trillion. And we don't have health insurance for a lot of people. So obviously, it's not the health care that's rising up the debt. You know, we've had many foreign military interventions that don't help the soldiers. They come back disabled, and we need to take care of them. I have many family that have served in Iraq, Afghanistan, going back to Vietnam, World War II, World War I. It's time to take care of our people. Also, if we don't want to talk about Medicare for All, if we don't want to talk about the New York Health Act in New York State, then here's a nice bill that would just use the Affordable Care Act 1332 waiver. So we don't have to worry about where the money's coming from. It's already been appropriated by Congress. We just need the state to actually take care of what has been already drafted and passed and signed into law in 2010. And I'll hand out this resolution that I had printed out for you.
Thank you very much. know, we have been in contact with our state legislators, and this is not a decision that's made at the town board level, but we appreciate your advocacy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Mr. Langenfeld, Bill Langenfeld. Mr. Langenfeld?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Nice to see you again.
Record,
William Langenfeld, 229 Cleveland Drive, Kenmore, New York, in the town of Tonawanda.
You're in Tonawanda. You're not in Kenmore.
My concern is a building permit that went out for a piece of property on Orchard 260. I don't know if you've seen the building that was built there, but I suggest you take a ride. It doesn't fit in the neighborhood, and I only hope in the future that the building department take a look at these things. This building is so far out, it's ridiculous.
I am not familiar with it. Is Mr. Barry here? No, building inspector? No, anybody? Anybody from the building department here? No, okay, so.
Can you
explain what's there?
It's a prefab building.
Okay.
If you looked at it and you're driving by, you're thinking like, where's the other half of the building? It's got one pitch roof. And if you were talking about solar panels, the pitch is on the wrong side of the building. It's prefabbed, but it's so far out of what the neighborhood looks like. And I'm just asking the town to prevent that to happen to anybody else in the town.
I understand your concern, but it's a one-story built, one-story residence?
Two.
Two-story residence, but
not two-story.
Other than the looks of it.
The looks of it, I'm talking about.
The looks are not in the neighborhood. It doesn't fit in with the neighborhood. I understand.
Yeah.
But from the town code standpoint, I can probably guarantee you there's no violations there. It just doesn't.
I understand that, but I think some thought should be given. The town should be given when somebody builds something like that.
There are other buildings in the town that are much worse than that. I think we know.
Yeah, I know of one of them. Yeah, yeah.
I understand your complaint. I will talk to the building department about it.
And I just hope that all the people that are in this audience takes a ride down this street and takes a look at it.
I'll be driving in tomorrow morning. Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to clarify the address.
260.
260. Well, it's where the house burned down, and it jumps. The numbers jump like. Yeah.
You know who owns it? Don't say.
It was a woman. Supposedly, it's a woman from Colorado that bought it for her son.
Okay.
That's the
like.
Well, we'll find it.
Yeah. You will find it, I'll tell you that.
Is it next to your house?
No. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thomas Slocum. Please state your name and address for the record. And write it down. Good evening.
Write it down here, write it down there. It's like the official trail of breadcrumbs. Good evening, Mr. Eminger, town board. I have a few questions regarding the whole town suing the police department, if you don't mind. I'd like to know, first of all, how much of my taxpayer money is being spent on retaining outside counsel to sue our own police department, A. Secondly, if we have a town attorney.
There's no lawsuit.
There's no lawsuit? So that was you lied on television?
It's a perp
charge.
So you lied on television then, saying that there would be charges and you were You said that you were bringing charges and hiring outside counsel, correct? How much money did you spend on that outside counsel? It's a simple question, Joe. Simple.
To this point, we haven't spent any money on it, but there will be invoices coming in.
There will be money spent. So if we're, why are we spending outside, that's our town attorney. Why are we spending out my money if this guy can't do his job? Fire him and have somebody do his job so we don't have to spend my money to hire outside counsel, Joe. Seriously.
Thank you.
Okay? Secondly, I sent you 37 emails over the last 5 years asking, begging to have more police on my street. In the last one, you said to me, and I quote, there's very little that we can do instead of, or I'm sorry, there's very little that we can do short of putting an officer at that corner 24 hours a day, which is not in the budget. And then you turn around and say, well, we don't, the police, you know, this and that about the police. You can't have it both ways, Joe. You just can't. Okay? I want transparency. I want you to resign right now. Because your only job, Joe, is to keep us safe. That's your only job, is to keep us safe. And if you can't do that, find somebody who can, okay? Because leadership, Joe, leadership doesn't end in a courtroom, doesn't come from being in a courtroom. Leadership comes from leading people. And when you have to resort to things like suing and pressing charges against our own police force, that's lack of leadership, Joe, and you need to go.
You guys know me, a lot of you guys on the board have been around for a long time. Oh, Chris Williams, I'm sorry. I grew up in a town, my parents built the house I live in. I love the town of Tonawanda. My thing is, you're paid by the town, you guys pay town taxes. You guys pay town taxes. Why are we wasting our frickin' money arguing like little children against each other? Okay, thanks, Joe, I calm down. And it's just wrong. Work together. Gosh, you know, my daughter's a kindergarten teacher and she has to straighten out arguments. Let it go, work it out, figure it out. Are we down any policemen in our department? What's our standard?
I'm short about eight, nine officers.
Okay, we need to waste the money on, we need to put the money into getting the officers that were down, not arguing.
The money's in the budget.
Okay, good. Let's get them hired. Let's get them going. Let's work this thing out as. Everybody, work it out. We don't need lawyers to battle and tear each other down. Let's work together. Thank you.
Was that David Yukonish? I can tell this police officer behind me booing, breaking the law again. Rules. But. My name is Dan Erie County. My residency is Erie County. I come down here today to speak at the public meeting to say, number one, that these people here who think Mr. Eminger is such a bad guy, I've been doing auditing and going around government buildings for 4 years now. I can count on one hand how many supervisors or town members will take the time to give a 5-minute interview, let alone a 45-minute interview. Now, I'm not saying Mr. Eminger is, you know, the best supervisor in the world either, because Mr. Eminger made a mistake of saying something along the lines. There's no complaints out on the chief of police. Well, everybody knows, and everybody behind me can agree, that complaining about the chief as an underyearling is not exactly easy or something that would go over well. So to say that there are none, that's good enough for you, Mr. Eminger, that's a little fail on your part, in my opinion. Now, I like accountability and transparency in government. Now, I got this guy behind me yelling before about the fact that this officer's getting disciplined, all right? Also in my career, it's not too often. I mean, just look at the Grainville situation. How many times do we see police officers getting in trouble for what they do? It's usually rules for me and rules not for thee, you know? So when I see a chief of police discipline somebody, then I watch the body camera footage, and I'm going to tell you what. That looked like drugs to me. That didn't look like garbage. And even if it wasn't, he still violated the policy by not getting it tested. Which now that the police union, the police club,
is down here saying that, you know, there's something.
Let the speaker speak. Everybody has to say.
Bunch of cops breaking the laws. What do we expect down here? So my the thing about it is now the chief or the police union slash police clubs claiming that the chief of police is retaliating against a member of the police department for disciplining him. Which, if that's true, the question is, do the police normally get to keep the drugs, guys? Because if the police don't normally get to keep the drugs, why are they striking?
No reason to yell. No reason to act. Okay.
So, if the drugs are garbage, as we all, it's all garbage, just garbage, right? If there's such a big deal and the chief of police is using this to retaliate and fire a guy or get him off the duty because it was drugs, are they normally allowed to keep the drugs? You know, and that's the question that the public wants to know. So maybe, obviously the town board can answer it, but I'd like to hear from the chief. Are the police normally allowed to keep the drugs?
And then you're addressing us. Thank you, Mr.
Holmes.
All right, the next two names I'm having trouble reading. I apologize for this, so I'm gonna throw out the best that I can. First name I think is Bob Rhine.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. How do you spell the last name? R-A-N-E?
R-A-N-E.
Okay, Bob is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. What's your address?
264 Wellington in the town.
264. Okay.
First of all, this is my once in a yearly coming here to see how my employees are doing. You guys work for us, the people. Last year I was here complaining about somebody that lives at 256 Wellington. The houses are, it's terrible. He's got junk up the driveway, in the backyard, 45 years here, and I see rats. I came here last year asking. Somebody went out there and told the neighbor to move all this garbage off of his property. And when the neighbor said, it's not mine, it's his, I don't care, you gotta get it off your property. What's going on with 256 Wellington? It's a garbage hole. That's number one. Carl, I wanna thank you personally for stopping the idiotic move that the town board was gonna make take care of Brighton Park. Thank you very much, because that was the dumbest thing. No, the dumbest thing was those stupid roundabouts. The dumbest thing was the roundabouts. I'm a retired cop, Joe. I'm a retired cop. I'm actually, I can estimate people's speed within 5 miles an hour. People are going down Parkhurst above 30 miles an hour. They go over your roundabouts because they don't care about your roundabouts. The Hawk system isn't working. Okay?
No,
yeah, it's not working.
Yeah,
yeah, okay, I got the two mixed up. But that's not working. So if someone can come out there, look, maybe it's working today, it wasn't working the other day, it has to be addressed. I'm not too familiar with the cop who got fired or quit, resigned, but if he broke the law, why wasn't he charged with a crime? If he broke the law,
No, I am.
I'm just shifting. I got a bad knee. I'm a disabled vet, and I got some problems, okay? Why wasn't he charged? That's all.
He resigned before. He was charged.
It doesn't matter if he resigned. If he wasn't charged criminally, why wasn't he charged criminally? That's it. Now, as far as the police enforcing the law, the vehicle and traffic law is a discretionary law. Once a police officer stops someone who allegedly is speeding, he enforced the law. He has two things. He can give him a ticket, or he doesn't have to. He just educated that person. But it sounds to me that this town is relying on revenue from the court for traffic tickets. It's against the law to have a quota for any police officer in the state of New York. Now, you know, this might be a mute point, because if the idiotic bird brain Kathy Hochul gets her way. I did it. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. She gets her way, the cops won't have to worry about stopping anybody, because they won't happen.
Can I address one of your questions?
Sure, go on.
So, how big is our budget here in the town,
Pardon me?
How big is our budget?
No, I don't know.
Okay, so it's $120 million a year. Okay, so for that 3-week period, how much money do you think the town would have received if they would have been writing tickets like the previous 3 or 4 years?
What you're saying, Joe, you want bounties out. Joe, do you go 31 miles an hour? Do you go 31 miles an hour?
Do I go 31 miles an hour?
Yeah. Then you should turn yourself in and ask the chief to give you a speeding ticket and then go get a parking ticket.
The question is, though, how much money do you think the town would have made? It was about $10,000. So it wasn't a money grab. $10,000 and $120 million waste? It wasn't a money grab.
Okay.
Part of the job, and you're an officer.
I retired.
It's part of your job on the road.
Yeah.
Isn't part of it traffic control?
It's, yes.
Okay, so isn't part of the traffic control pulling over people and writing tickets? You don't get
no.
Everybody.
No, it isn't. Just about.
Real?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And the thing is, you enforce the law when you stop the violation. When you stop that violator, you just did your oath upholding the law. He does not or she does not have to issue a ticket. So let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question. A few years ago, when who's the deputy county executive? Shamira was here, Lisa Shamira. She was involved. She was the one who got the paperwork for streetlights. Had she done her job, I would be paying $50 a year for streetlights on my block. Instead, I met Miss O'Malley, who re-educated me. And I said, I know all this stuff, but it was nice. Now it's $200. You talk about hurting the citizens of the town of Tonawanda, $200 a year I will have to pay if I want streetlights. You know what my neighbor said? No, no, no. But if Shamira did her job, don't shake your head. If you were her boss, if you're the supervisor, not asking these other employees what's going on, then they're not working for their money. But you want the cop to go out and write tickets and violate their oath.
No, contrary.
Oh, yeah.
They take an oath to enforce the traffic laws of the town.
And they do, as soon as they stop somebody. These guys and girls are great.
Any traffic ticket should be written at all, ever.
Listen, it's they call it a discretionary law because you can go up, and if the person wants to argue, here's your ticket. I don't argue.
I agree. This is a good conversation.
And I've known this guy. He's a great attorney. Nobody better ever put him down. He's a great attorney. And I understand why you have to get another attorney on the outside. But anyways, that's my 5 cents. I'm happy my employees are well this year.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Murphy, 487 Zimmerman Boulevard. I am Jennifer Murphy. I worked for the Town of Tonawanda Police Department for 12 years as a dispatcher. I am not here tonight to speak for the police union. I am here as a reminder, a reminder of how dangerous Jim Stauffiger really is.
Okay. There's no disparaging remarks.
That was not a disparaging remark.
Constitution protects free speech. Tom Attorney, you want? Am I wrong? If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not.
It's not disparaging if it's a proven fact. It's not disparaging if it's a proven fact.
Oh, well, okay. That's
well, I'm going to continue with my... I'm going to continue.
I can appreciate that.
In my time working at the station, I have...
Well, you have your rules. I don't have them in front of me, but...
We didn't have the microphone.
Work around this.
This is ridiculous. You let a guy stand here with a pig mask on, and you won't let me read my statement?
So we just have to avoid...
Okay. Okay. There's none. Yeah.
Which I don't think you're going to do.
No. Yep. Thank you.
Jennifer, speak into the microphone, please.
Are you trying to stop my free speech?
Okay.
It's limited here by the rules that the board passes in
January.
Okay. Can I start over again?
Okay.
My name is Jennifer Murphy. I work for the Town of Tonawanda Police Department for 12 years as a dispatcher. I am not here to speak for the police union. I am here as a reminder of how dangerous Chief Stauffiger is. In my time working at the station, I witnessed the misconduct, the cover-ups, the retaliation, and the mismanagement that these union members have highlighted against Jim Stauffiger. I was also personally victimized as a result of Jim Stauffiger and his cowardly inaction, as were several of my female co-workers, to a degree unimaginable. Jim Stauffiger claiming the men and women of this department put residents at risk by failure to act is complete hypocrisy, blatant hypocrisy. What is more important to this board, the revenue from your traffic infractions or stopping a serial rapist? Because this current administration allowed a serial admitted, convicted rapist to work in that building for almost 20 years. Jim Stauffiger did nothing to protect his employees. Do I have time? Do I have my time?
Was he police chief?
For part of it, yes. I said this administration. Can I finish my statement? I'm going to start over again. What's more important to this board? Well, then stop interrupting me. What's more important to this board? Revenue from the traffic infractions or stopping a serial rapist? Because this department's administration allowed an admitted and convicted serial rapist to work in that department for almost 20 years. Jim Stauffiger did nothing to protect his employees, and this board wants to talk about traffic tickets? That is a slap in the face to me and every person who has ever experienced sexual harassment or abuse. The town of Tonawanda is a working class town. We are a union town. 9.8% of this town lives in poverty. Yet we're not discussing that. We're not discussing the needs of the residents. This town board should be focused on making the lives of its constituents a good place to work, live, and play, as the motto says. We should be here tonight discussing how to get resources to citizens in need, creating safe work environments, providing assistance to sexual assault victims, creating jobs, and cleaning up industrial waste. We should not be wasting time, money, and energy discussing one man's inability to do his job. So again, I am here tonight as a reminder. I want to remind everyone here of the real danger ineffective leadership is. I am asking this board to listen to the men and women who voted you in and hold Jim Stauffiger accountable. Action must be taken to restore integrity to the town of Tonawanda and spend our resources providing for residents. Stop playing politics and remove this cancer from the department. Thank you.
Next speaker. Michael O'Mara.
Good evening. My name is Mike O'Mara. I'm the president of the Police Conference of New York. We represent almost 200 police unions in New York State, about 50,000 police officers under our representation. And I thought I'd seen it all. I thought I'd seen malfeasance and animosity and all these things in my career as 33 years a police officer before I retired until I saw this. So I decided to drive 7 hours up here so I could get a couple of minutes just to tell you how crazy this is. How crazy this is. You have a police department that wants to work, but you have the animosity between the town board and the police chief that is preventing them from doing their job effectively. You want them to go out there and write summonses? You're saying there's no a ticket quota?
No.
But for 6 days, if you don't write a summons, you're on strike?
No, I'm not going to answer that.
Yeah.
They want an answer. I'll give you an answer. 26 officers run zero tickets in 3 weeks.
Well, I would.
You're an experienced.
33 years. If 33 years, I would have gotten the death penalty. It's quite normal. They had 2,000. It doesn't happen here because of your policy on ticket quotas. There is a policy on ticket quotas.
That's part of their job.
Yeah, it is part of their job. It's part of their job. But then you have storms. You have 2,000 additional calls for service. And you have police officers running around answering these calls. And then they don't write a couple of summonses. And you take this action against them?
They do a great job.
I think it's disgusting. And I'm going to tell you something. Also, I've dealt with so many different police chiefs over my career. 33 years as a police officer, over 12 years as a police PBA president in a department that had over 1,000 members. I've dealt with police chiefs in my capacity as the president of the New York State Association of PBAs and Police Conference in New York, and I've never seen such animosity. You know what a police chief is supposed to do? He's supposed to lead his members. He's supposed to lead his people. You're supposed to say, what do we need? What do we need? What do you need from me to help you effectively do your job? You know, police is a real tough job. We have to deal with the community. We have to deal with families. We have to deal with drugs. We have to deal with all kinds of things every single day. Death, sick people. You know what we shouldn't have to deal with? Looking over our shoulder at our employer coming after us. That's something we should not have to do. So, you know what? The whole police community in New York State, this isn't a Tonawanda issue. We're all watching this, and we're all disgusted by it. And frankly, that chief no longer deserves to wear a uniform and be a professional police officer.
Good evening. My name is David T. Piatek. I live at 1567 Colvin Boulevard in the town of Tonawanda. I'm a proud and engaged union member, serving as the town of Tonawanda Police Club Secretary on the Union Board of Directors. I stand before you today to speak on behalf of those who dedicate our lives to the service and protection of our community, my brothers and sisters, and our town of Tonawanda police officers. These men and women do not just wear a uniform. We carry a deep sense of responsibility to safeguard each other and us all. Yet now we are experiencing something that challenges our integrity and the very principles that guide our craft. Our police officers are anticipating the reception of letters from the town board suggesting we could face fines for a work stoppage that did not occur and not meeting traffic ticket quotas that appear set behind the scenes. These fines, we are told, will amount to approximately $200 to $300 per officer, which were taken right out of our paychecks, will be taken right out of our paychecks, without proper due process or the conclusion of the investigation. This is not just a misstep and overreach, It is a misunderstanding of the very laws that govern the way we as officers do our work. New York State law, specifically under Section 215-A of the New York State Labor Law, makes it clear. There is to be no discrimination against employees for a failure to meet a quota for traffic tickets. Citing under Section 215, penalties and civil action, prohibited retaliation of New York State Labor Law, an employer may face civil penalties, legal actions, and or criminal penalties for enacting discipline in an attempt to enforce a quota. The finding of officers with the precursor of these letters constitutes an unspoken rule that there is a quota for traffic tickets in the town of Tonawanda Police Department. We as officers are given discretion to use our judgment based on the situation in front of us. The situation always dictates to ensure fairness, safety, and the protection of the public. This law exists for a reason. It was created to ensure that police officers are not pressured into issuing tickets simply to meet a number, but rather to act with integrity and discernment in our roles. A quota system would undermine the trust between law enforcement and the community we serve, and it would place undue stress on officers to act in a way that not always is aligned with our professional judgment or the needs of the people we protect. But today, I want to remind us all, especially our officers, that we are not alone in this. Look around the room. Look at the support that we have today. We understand the weight of the decisions you make every day. We understand the choices you make at the scene of a traffic stop are about more than a ticket. They are about protecting lives, keeping the peace, and ensuring that justice is done. Your work matters, not because of the numbers, but because of the impact you have on our community. The town board particularly needs to be reminded of this. You are not, we are not, your children. I nearly lost my life for this town on an incident that started from an everyday traffic stop. And if it meant protecting my fellow officers and this community of people, I would again. To the police officers receiving these letters, I want to say this. You are not defined by a ticket quota. Your duty is not to fill numbers, but to serve with honor, discretion, and care. We know this profession is not black and white. It is a complexity of gray. You have the respect of the people you protect, and your decision-making reflects very values we hold dear: fairness, integrity, and justice. To the town board, I urge you to recognize the importance of respecting the law and supporting the officers who work diligently on behalf of the community. Promote safety, stability, and peace within the community and those that serve it. Holding officers accountable should never mean pressuring them to compromise their professional judgment. Let's work together to ensure that our law enforcement personnel are empowered to serve without fear of punitive consequences for doing what they believe is right. Let's support our officers and ensure that they continue to serve our communities in a way that upholds the law, but also respects their judgment and the trust placed in them, instead of taking money out of their pockets and taxpayers to fill the towns in which we serve. This is not about quotas or numbers. It is about safety, security, and dignity of every individual in our community. That is a great place to live, work, and play. Thank you, and respectfully yours, Officer David T. Piatek, Club Secretary.
William Creer. I am a captain with the town of Tonawanda Police Department, and I am in charge of the Criminal Investigation Bureau. Mr. Supervisor, town board members, first of all, I'd like to thank any members of the public that are here to show support for the police department. We have great support from our residents. However, compassion can be misguided. There is more to this story than what the police club is putting out through their hired public relations firm. In 2019, a retired member of the TTPD came to the town board meeting to ask for the removal of the police chief. He cited that four members of the department had been charged in the preceding 8 months with a total of 2 felonies, 6 misdemeanors, and 1 violation. He argued that the behavior represented, quote, a failure of management, a failure to supervise, and a failure to lead the department. He also argued that other police departments would hold back in sharing resources and intelligence because of what he called, quote, integrity issues and, quote, management issues with the town of Tonawanda Police Department. The town board at that time was aware of the issues in the department and did bring about a change in leadership and picked James Stauffacher to lead the department. Supervisor Eminger has said repeatedly that he told Chief Stauffacher that he wanted him to hold his officers accountable for their actions. The job of ensuring integrity and accountability in a police department is often difficult and unpopular. I took the depositions from the victims for the sexual misconduct that the police club is accusing Chief Stauffacher of ignoring. What the victims endured was nothing short of horrible predatory assault. I was told that it started in 2009. It was also reported to me that part of the reason the victims stayed silent for so long was due to the belief that if they came forward, that nothing would happen. And that's because nothing had happened to the perpetrator for many years. A year after James Stauffacher became chief, they came forward. The perpetrator was arrested and eventually sent to prison. That occurred under his leadership.
How many women got hurt first?
When Officer Piatek was dragged by a stolen vehicle, Chief Stauffacher was in constant contact with me as we sought to find the offender and hold him accountable. Even though the DA's office told us what to charge, Chief Stauffacher insisted that we charge attempted murder, which I believe played a role in the sentencing. Chief Stauffacher visited Officer Piatek in the hospital, regularly called him to check on his well-being, had a meal sent to Officer Piatek's home, and garnered a $3,000 donation for the Piatek family. As thanks, Officer Piatek was recently seeking signatures on a petition in disapproval of the chief's actions. Andy Thompson would rather point out that the chief was not in attendance for the sentencing than all that I just mentioned. There's no doubt in our department that Chief Stauffacher holds the officers accountable. Since the turmoil in 2020 and the ensuing police reform effort, we have had to work hard to earn back the public trust. When an officer is found to be dishonest in their official duties, it cannot be ignored, especially if an officer is found to be dishonest for a second time. The police club clearly feels differently as they have attempted to influence discipline for that dishonesty through a job action. A job action that has ultimately failed and backfired. But that's not enough. Now Andy Thompson and the police club have chosen to target Chief Stauffacher personally with dishonest and unsubstantiated attacks. The inflammatory and misguided smear campaign being conducted by Andy Thompson and the police club is disgraceful and should stop. The police club is right in stating that there needs to be a leadership change. However, that leadership change needs to happen in the police club and not the police department. Thank you.
I just want to say that when Officer Baker, I was going to mention it when he was up here before he went to go back to the seat, that I remember the night of the accident very well, because Chief Stauffacher called me at home late at night, and he made me aware of the accident, and I went up to ECMC that night and spent several hours with the chief and the other members of the police department who were there that night when he was fighting for his life. So there's two sides to every story.
What about the sentencing?
Okay. Andy Thompson, last speaker. Andy Thompson. There it is.
All right, Supervisor, town board members, and residents of the town of Tonawanda. Tonight is not business as usual. This is a breaking point, and I'm here to say enough is enough. What's happening inside of our department should alarm every person in this room and every family in this town. Supervisor, you and I have had more than a few conversations over the time I've been president. And one thing you told me always stuck with me. You said, Andy, for the last 19 years, I've always gotten complaints about the chiefs. 19 years of complaints. And instead of doing something, you shrugged, like dysfunction is normal, like we should just accept it. Tell me two things. You know the department's in trouble, and you choose not to fix it. You've allowed a toxic culture to fester because it's easier to look away than to lead through it. That's not leadership. That's failure. To the town board members, I get it. This isn't your full-time job. But the responsibility you carry is real. You're not here to rubber stamp the supervisor's agenda. You're here to protect the town and hold power accountable. So let me ask you, are you proud of what's happening under your watch? Because officers are walking away. Veterans are retiring early. Nearly 10% of our already short-staffed department has left in a short window. Not because of the job, but because of the culture. Our patrol division is drowning in calls. Our detectives are overworked and understaffed. And officers are going to be forced into dangerous, unsustainable shifts due to low manning. All while the chief actively undermines those sworn to serve. To the residents of Tonawanda, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you for your support, your letters, your kind word on the streets. You are the reason we come to work every day, even in these dark times. But you deserve the truth. Crime is rising. The department is not transparent, and our hands are tied by policies that are putting your safety and our safety at risk. Our chief's refusal to act is hurting the community. Instead of working with us, the town chooses to fight against us. You sue your own officers, accuse us of striking, all while we're showing up every day answering the call. And let's talk dollars. How much of these baseless lawsuits are costing taxpayers? Hundreds of thousands of dollars wasted. That money could have gone to recruit and retain officers. This is why good cops are leaving. And this is why people feel unsafe. And this is why we've reached a tipping point. On April 7th, 2025, the Town of Tonawanda Police Club cast a vote, a unanimous vote of no confidence in James Stauffinger. This is the first kind vote in the town's history. The charges against Chief Stauffinger are as follows: creating a hostile and toxic work environment that negatively impacts the safety, morale, and mental health of those working under him. Bringing the department into disrepute by allowing dangerous staffing shortages that create daily officer safety risks. General incompetence in handling personnel and critical law enforcement matters. Abuse of authority by retaliating against officers who speak up or raise valid concerns. Failing to support or defend his officers repeatedly, choosing politics over protection. And neglecting community trust by overseeing a culture of secrecy, fear, and division. We, the officers of the department, are no longer requesting action. We're demanding it. And let's be clear. This isn't political, and this isn't personal. This is about safety. This is about accountability. This is about the future of our department and our town. To PCNY President Mike O'Mara, thank you for being here tonight and ensuring these issues reach the state level. And to every PBA who showed up tonight in support, thank you. And to every single active and retired TTB officer in this room, your courage tonight matters. And to Jen Murphy, the courage you have to speak tonight as a victim of sexual assault in our workplace couldn't have been easy. I commend you for your bravery. History is being written at this moment, and the people of Tonawanda are watching closely. The question is, will you stand up or will you just stay silent? I hope you choose wisely.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.